You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Our chapel frame this morning is a renewed mind. And having the mind of Christ is learning to conceptualize the world in a biblical manner and imagine the world through Christ's presence. A renewed mind, in short, is being shaped by Scripture toward what is good, right, and true. And this morning, we're really grateful for Tricia Wellstad being with us for the first time at Asbury. She began the Leadership Center coaching and consulting organization in 2012. Tricia has a doctorate in leadership from Portland Seminary. She's an ordained pastor, and she has been a coach for more than 20 years. She's served and directed leadership development in organizations from Portland to Los Angeles. And Tricia's vision for the world is for all people to activate their unique identity and calling, welcoming one another to play and work together in mutually honorable, hospitable, and generous ways that create healthy and sustainable relationships with God, self, others, and the planet. And we are really grateful to get to know her and to have her at Asbury for the first time. So could you welcome Dr. Tricia Wellstad?
Good morning. It is so good to be with you all. I'm going to open my laptop. I'm so thankful that I get to be here with you all this morning and share with you a little bit about the scripture and a little bit about what God has taught me through my calling, which is to coach and pastor women and men to clarify and activate their calling so they can thrive, so you can thrive in all you are and do. And so I want to share with you a little bit about that, but before I do, I want to pray and let God be the one that speaks through me this morning. Lord, I thank you that you are always speaking, that you call us to go into places where you are already and you are faithful to be with us in those spaces, and that you call us to respond to you as we go with you. May you speak through me and through your word, most of all today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. So 2 years ago today, or this week I think it was, I was surfing. And I was surfing in South Africa with some of my students, and it was an experience. I think I have a slide for it. Let me see if we have slides for this, the surfing experience we did. There it is. My students had not been surfing before, and I had only been a couple times. I'm not good at it. I was not good at it at the time. And so we had these instructors who were teaching us what it meant to surf and how we were going to do this, and they first started with us on the beach. They said, if you're going to surf, you're going to start on the solid ground. And so then they taught us, and what they did was they said, okay, you're going to get on your board, and first, you're going to lay on the ground. So we were laying, I've been teaching a lot of K through fifth grade students lately, so I tend to get really into it and dramatic, so if I end up laying on the ground, you'll know why. You have to keep moving for small children, and maybe college students, who knows. So we were laying on the ground, and they said, okay, now what you're going to do is you're going to lay there, and you're going to be in a push-up position, but before you actually push your body up, you're going to look over your shoulder, you're going to look behind you, and you're going to start paddling because you're going to figure out which wave you're going to catch. And then you're going to start paddling as fast as you can, as hard as you can, and then you're going to push your body up, and you're going to pop up, and you can see, that's where we were in this pose, is you're going to be just sideways. You're going to look ahead at the shore, not at the waves, not at your board. You're going to look ahead and see what's ahead of you. And then you're going to ride the wave. We're like, great, easy, no problem, we've got this. So I asked my students who were with me, what would be the most transformative experience that you had that day when we were out in the waves? Because we've all talked about it a lot. And they said, it changed my perspective and my life. Taking a risk can change you. One of the instructors said, don't overthink it, relax. The tension and trying to control everything actually caused us to crash or not stand up. To stay standing, we had to keep our eyes looking up toward the beach, and if we looked at the waves or the surfboard, we would fall. And then I remembered the tension of falling over and over again, one of them said, with the encouragement of the coaches saying, try again. And the wonder of finally standing up, even for just a short time. The resilience to keep trying and the faith in the coaches who are guiding us. And then one of my students was actually kind of sick. She was like, I don't know if I'm sick or if this is allergies. She had told us that day, I remember that. And she said, oh, I was sick that day and I was frustrated that I just couldn't get more out of myself. I loved the experience and just wanted to be as successful as I thought I might be if I were in full health. The learning edge for me was to give it all I had that day, and also to know when I had no more energy to give. I remember pushing the limits of our time so that I could try one more time to stand up, but my arms just wouldn't lift me. And I was done, and I rode that last ride on my stomach. This morning, we're in Joshua chapter 1. Verses 1 through 9. And Joshua is leading the people, or he's about to, through waves of change. There's a lot going on. Moses has died, and he had been their leader for 38 years in the wilderness. And they're supposed to enter the promised land into a whole new space with a whole new person in charge. And they're in grief. And they're in transition. And when I think about just the change of leadership or the change of moving, my family recently moved. When I think about just transition in general, I realize there's a lot going on that's not being said. There's a lot of feelings. There's a lot of experiences. There's a lot of packing. There's just so much that is happening that you may or may not realize in the midst of change. And so I want us to walk through what is happening, what is God saying in verses 1 through 9 of chapter 1 of Joshua, because this is just God speaking. Joshua is not talking, and he has something important to tell them for them to move into the land that he has promised them. And the first thing that he says to them after he says, Moses, my servant, has died, is go. He's not telling them to stay. He's not telling them mourn more. They've done this. But he says, God points them to the future, and he says, go. And here's what he says in chapter 1, verse 2. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river. And he goes on and creates the boundaries. He helps them understand the orientation of where they are going and what it looks like. And then he says in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail or forsake you. God is calling them to go into the future. And if I think about this with the metaphor of surfing, I think God is saying, look at the beach. This is where you're going. Move forward. Don't look at the waves. Don't look at the loss. The waves are going to keep coming. There's going to be more change. There's going to be more things that happen. And that's the drama of it. but go look at the beach. This is where you're going. This is where I'm directing you. And I will be with you. And then the next thing God does in that conversation, and there's this dance that's happening, and you can kind of see this, like, you're going to go. And just like you were with Moses, and you're going to go. And Moses, just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. And there's this conversation that's happening, kind of God with God's self, saying, remember Moses? So he's pointing also backwards. God points them to their past to remember. God has done so much in the Exodus, in the leadership of Moses' life. So much with the Israelites and forming them to be a people. And he's saying, remember who you are. Connect with your past. Don't live there. You're going. Remember, we're going. But remember who I've made you to be. And he says it like six different times in these first, from verses 2 to 7. He says, Moses, our ancestors, the promise, all of these things, and you're going. And then he points them to him. In Joshua 1, verses both 5 and 9, God points them to him, and he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. That's verse 5. And then again in verse 9, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. These are the last words of God in verse 9, in this small speech from God telling them what they are going to do next. God says, be strong and courageous three different times. There's a lot of emphasis there. And when you're saying anything more than one time in succession, especially when it is God saying it, God is meaning for you to listen and to respond to that. I know that in my own life, I have had to hold very closely the reality that God is with me because I have done a lot of things that I did not plan to do. When I was 21, I moved from Oregon to LA. And I had never lived in LA, and I had not planned to live in LA. And I lived there for 9 years. And we started ministries and churches and all sorts of different things. And there were moments of huge loss. And then there were moments of incredible experiences with God. And then in 2013, God said, it's time to move back to Oregon, but not your hometown. You're moving to the city of Portland. You're going to plant a church. You're going to start an internship program, which is the Leadership Center now. There are these new things I am doing. And I very clearly heard, and so did my husband, it is time to go. It's time to move. And I knew that God was calling us to go. And I knew who I was. But it was hard to know that just the two of us were moving, and I felt really alone in it. And so my sister had wanted to get a tattoo with me, because in Portland, and especially at the time, tattoos were really hip. And I think they still are, but whatever. And so she had this idea, and I said, I don't know. I don't know. And I had to sit with it for a while. And finally, the words that I knew, that are spoken 17 different times in Scripture, I am with you, I tattooed to my foot. Because I knew I needed to know that as I went into the world, I needed to remember that God was with me because it was hard and lonely. But today, if I were to tell you anything from this, from the risk that you must go, because God calls all disciples of Jesus to go, and to remember who you are made to be, and in this space, this is a place where you are being formed even more into who you are, into your identity and your calling, that you get to hold on to as you go, and then to be even able to go with Jesus into all of these spaces, to abide deeply. If I were to tell you the thing I've learned the most in the last 13 years, it is that I must respond to God being with me. If God goes and I do not respond, I will not be successful according to him. And here's what I mean by that. In verses 7 through 9, only be strong and very courageous. being careful to act in accordance with all of the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, all day long, all the time. Be focused on allowing my covenant to dwell within you, God is saying. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, because I am with you. God is saying, not just, I am with you, verse 5, be strong and courageous, and here's what you're going to do. God is also saying, this is how you will be with me. Respond to my presence with you. This is what Jesus is saying in John 15. Abide with me. Remain. Stay. Hold on. I have something to say to you, and I want you to abide, to listen and respond to me. Because if you go and you've left me, just knowing cognitively that I am with you, that's not enough. And I know, because I've done it. I know that I've walked out and said, this is where we're going, and this is how we're doing these things, because I know God is with me, but I have not sat in God's presence to let God speak to me to then go. How you are with Jesus matters. How we are, how I am with Jesus matters. And if we are surfing with God, let's just imagine that we are surfing with God. This is this metaphor that I like to live in, apparently. If we are listening to God, then we're listening for God's presence through the waves. The waves, the drama, the transition, the change, the challenges of our life that are coming. Our life is going to continue to move. And God is there, present. I am with you in that. And if we are just focused on moving into the shore, but we have forgotten the board, we can't do it on our own. We need God to stabilize us. We need God for us to be able to actually surf. And we need to respond to what God is doing. We're listening. We're doing this in relationship with God, not on our own. Joshua and the people of Israel are surfing. They're looking out. They're paddling hard. They're pressing up. They're placing their feet firmly on the board with an expectation that God will carry them to the promised land. They expect that God will take them. And their response is to trust in his presence and to lean in to what he has said to them, to respond to God. So God is calling you to respond. God is calling you to go, knowing who God has made you to be, knowing that God is with you, and God has called you to stay rooted in God's presence. Not to stand next to our board knowing that God is present, not to ride without him, not to try to control the waves. We are partners with God who get to move with God into the future. With God being our faithful guide, our powerful presence, and able to carry and transform us as we go. And as I close this morning, what I want to invite you to is to respond to God's presence in your own life. Because God is always speaking to us. God is always present. But sometimes it's really hard to hear. My spiritual director recently invited me to listen to a song from the Orthodox Christian tradition. And it's called The Song for Athene. And in it, and this is choral music, and in the choral music, you hear this low note. It's called the Christ note. And it just, it's sustained throughout the whole of it. And then you hear the rest of the singers moving through the song. And at points, We're going to listen to it in a moment. At points, it is difficult to hear the Christ note. But this is how it is in our own lives. It is difficult at points to hear that God is present and to respond to that presence. So as you hear this song, I want to invite you to respond. And my question to you is, how will you respond and be with God?